Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest reading weekend online. You're listening to his Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Hello, everyone. This is the biggest 3-day weekend broadcast online right now. This is the Marvelous Radio Show. We want you to have a wonderful look at the first show of 2016. Make this unforgettable.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable. So near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you that sings to me. Never before has someone before.
Unforgettable in every way.
And forever.
And forevermore.
That's how you stay.
That's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible.
Try not to get under pressure.
They just got a whole lot of
reality TV shows right now. It's not, I mean, it's not like it's just a shell of the former selves. I just wish I could go back. If only we could just go back 30 years ago when they had, like, these cool freaking videos. Granted, I was a David Bowie fan during the 80s, not during the 70s or 60s because, well, I didn't know him about him that much. I mean, I only liked him because he had that song, Let's Dance and China Girl, because, you know, being a teenager of the 80s, that's how I knew David Bowie, you know, through the videos, because I loved those two videos, and used to watch it on Friday Night Videos, Night Tracks, and ironically, I couldn't get MTV back when it first came out back in 81. In fact, we had to watch videos on Night Tracks on CBS or Friday Night Videos on NBC back in the day. Those who lived during in Macon, Georgia during the 80s, because we didn't get, they didn't add MTV on our cable, on college cable, until 1985. It felt like a good almost 4 years. We had to wait 4 years to watch videos on MTV. Maybe that was a good reason why, because at that time, they didn't show videos by Michael Jackson. They didn't show videos of The Time or Prince or Janet Jackson, for that matter, or Jermaine Jackson. I mean, if one would make a boy talk, bringing this up during an interview with one of the VJs on the show on MTV, we probably would never have seen Billie Jean, the video of Billie Jean, or Beat It, or even Thriller, for that matter. We never would have seen videos like, for instance, a 1999 or Little Red Corvette. Or Raspberry Beret, you know, or Janet Jackson's video. I mean, What Have You Done For Me Lately, Rhythm Nation. I mean, the list goes on. So I tip my hat off to you, Mr. David Bowie, because you revolutionized as an artist, not only as a performer, but also as, in a way, an activist. But actually diversifying MTV. So my hat's off to you, Mr. David Bowie, and also rest in peace, sir. Of course, as you know, if you looked on the if you looked onto the posting that I had on Facebook, I said this is like the first where am I at? This is Derek here. I just want to say welcome to everybody who's listening to the It's Marvelous Radio Show. Hope you're having a marvelous Friday afternoon. It's 5:49 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, well, it's Eastern Standard Time for right now. This is a reminder. This weekend, late Saturday night, after 2 a.m. tomorrow night, you have to set your clocks back. You have to set your clocks ahead an hour. And it's right about this time anyway, because usually people sit around their clocks around by this time, set their clocks ahead, and it's usually around by Easter anytime, so it is about that time to set our clocks ahead, because the sun is starting to stay out a little bit longer. And just want to say welcome to those who just tuned in. This is the Marvelous Radio Show brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. It's March 11th, 2016, and for all of my Macon listeners, Macon Bibb County listeners, Middle Georgia listeners, it's 82 degrees right now in Macon, Georgia. It's 82 degrees for the high, and the low is going to be 60 degrees tonight, so it's going to be somewhat cooler. It's going to be cooler, though, but just for added measure, since we're only going to have one show for this week, at least so far right now, because I'm still working on my film, still editing my film Eat, Chips, and Die, which is about the Sammy Davis Jr. incident. I'm still working on that. I'm trying to complete it. Today would have been the deadline to send it off to the Cannes Film Festival at Cannes, France. Today is, and I, as much as I want to put it up there, I could put it on, send it off with the stuff I have right now, but it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right because, I mean, like, when you have a steak, would you rather have a medium rare you still see the pink where it's like, it was not even medium rare, it's just plain old rare. It's like, it's more pink than brown. You know, it's not cooked all the way. You want it well done. You want it all with the seasonings and the onions put on it. You want it done right. So as much as I would love to send it off right now, I just may have to skip it and just have it completed, you know, and done in the right way. You know, just be completely done with no loose threads or anything like that. You know, just cross all the T's and dot all the I's. You know what I mean? But I just want to let you know that it's 82 degrees outside right now. I'm making Georgia to my Miss Georgia listeners. For Saturday and Sunday, the high is going to be 82 degrees for the high for Saturday afternoon, and 63 degrees for the low. And also, rounding off the weekend, it's going to be 80 degrees for the high on Sunday and 58 degrees for the low. But for Saturday and Sunday, you better get your umbrella this weekend because it's going to get really, really, really wet. Really wet out there. So definitely get your raincoats and galoshes. It's going to be a wet one this weekend. But for right now, enjoy the sunlight while you can. And matter of fact, you're going to be enjoying it a lot because, like I said, you're going to set your clock ahead an hour because Easter is March 27th. It's not going to be in April. It's going to be in March, so just want to let you guys know about that. Speaking of our songs that I played today, Under Pressure was by David Bowie, and also previously I played Unforgettable. Just to, of course, you know, David Bowie died, like I said, he died earlier this year in 2016. This is the first Marvelous show that we had in 2016. I'm surprised. I'm forgiven for that. Just want to let you know about that. The song we played, Unforgettable, that was a Grammy-winning song by Natalie Cole, who passed away earlier this year. Actually, she passed away on New Year's Eve, as a matter of fact, New Year's Eve of 2015, New Year's Eve last year. She died at the age of 65 due to congestive heart failure. And she will be missed, and she and her dad will be missed. And I remember when that song first came out, Unforgettable, people didn't like it at first because they thought it was just kind of, you know, I don't know, either like you're just trying to live off people's coattails. I guess it's kind of like their version of sampling in a non-hip-hop way, so to speak. I mean, you've got the tracks of the posthumous artist, and then you're putting, you know, making a duet out of it or something like that. But it's not a way of dissing the posthumous artist. I guess it's a way of just not only expression, but appreciation, as a matter of fact, because she did that to appreciate her father. And rightfully so, she received a Grammy for it because that was, as controversial as it was very creative, as a matter of fact. And I guess after Natalie Cole did it, there were other folks who did it. I mean, even the Beatles did it back a couple of years later when they came out with their version, their Beatles anthology back in '95, which was a little over 20 years ago. I remember when that first came out, they had to have a mini series of it, showed it on ABC back in the day. And this is back when I was still working at WPG at the time. This was about 20 years ago, and it was quite a learning lesson to know about the history of the Beatles. It was a great thing. It made me appreciate the Beatles even more. Of course, you know, speaking of the Beatles, when they did their anthology, they did their song. What was the song? Free as a Bird, I think, yeah, where they had the lyrics, the music of John Lennon, and they had John's voices on it and his lyrics on the song, and it was an unfinished song that he made. And the surviving Beatles at that time, Ringo Starr, Sir Paul McCartney, and George Harrison, who was part of it until he died in 2001, they sung on the lyrics of that. And matter of fact, they had two songs. They had two new songs that came out that year. So it was the first time they actually performed as a group. The Beatles performed as a group in 25 years at the time. And they had two. They did two new songs. It was Free as a Bird, where they had John's lyrics and his voice on there, as well as they had another one called Real Love. That was really quite creative at the time, very creative. And I know there's a lot of stuff. I know there's a whole lot. There's so many things I could talk about I only have 30 minutes. I'm really sorry about that. But there are I do want some news that I had to talk about really, really quick, really important. I just want to let you know, Nestle Foods Company, which owns products such as Stouffer's, frozen Stouffer's lasagna, the Giorno's pizzas, and Lean Cuisines have been recalled by the company. I think over 3 million boxes, 3 million boxes of Nestle USA has recalled boxes of frozen DiGiorno's pizzas and Stouffer's lasagna and Lean Cuisine meals after customers said they found pieces of glass in their food. And some reports say that the recall affects as many as 3 million boxes. According to this, some of the products could be possibly affected. The DiGiorno thin and crispy spinach and garlic pizza, rising crust spinach and mushroom pizza, pizzeria thin crust spinach. So anything that has something to do with spinach pizzas is from DiGiorno may be one of those that may be affected. Lean Cuisine spinach and mushroom spinach artichoke ravioli, Lean Cuisine ricotta spinach ravioli, and Stouffer's vegetable lasagna, and Stouffer's spinach souffle, and Stouffer's chicken lasagna. Just be sure. If you want to make sure that if you happen to buy these recent products, definitely call Nestle Consumer Services at 1-800-681-1676. That's 1-800-681-1676. There's just so many things I want to talk about. Speaking of, by the way, speaking of the Beatles, recently, Sir George Martin, the person who was known as the fifth Beatle, recently passed away, and he was 90 years old. He has been referred to as the fifth Beatle, including by Paul McCartney, in reference to his extensive involvement on each of the Beatles' original albums. Martin had 30 number one hit singles in the UK and 23 number one hits in the United States. He attended the Guildhall School of Music and Drama from 1947 to 1950, studying piano and oboe. Following his graduation, he worked for the BBC's classical music department, then joined EMI in 1950. He produced comedy and novelty records in the early 1950s, working with Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Bernard Cribbins, among others. As far as the Beatles, he recorded over 700 records with the Beatles and other artists as well. And he was knighted in 1996. Aside from the Beatles, he did he contributed to the main themes of 3 films of the James Bond series, particularly the second Bond film, From Russia with Love. He also produced 2 best-known James Bond themes. The first was Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey in 1964. The second was 1973, Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings for the same name. Of course, you know, when that was Paul McCartney's band, Wings, after he left the Beatles. He died in, Sir George Martin died in his sleep on the night of March 8, 2016. At his home in Wiltshire, England, at the age of 90, his death was announced by Ringo Starr. And he had, I'm telling you, there's only so many minutes in an hour, and especially in a half hour, and the list of what he has done is incredible. I mean, any of the Beatles, just talking about individually, would take more than just one 30-minute show or even an hour-long show, but this, I mean, he received a Grammy for producer for Best Contemporary Album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and Beatles won Album of the Year, a Grammy Award 1967, which, by the way, next year will be the 50th anniversary of the Grammy of Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album. just so many songs that he has done and produced. And I guess before I leave, I know there's so many things I wish I could just say to you, but I'm just glad you guys are still listening to us, on the Marvelous Show, Marvelous Radio Show. And I just want to say, I don't know when we're going to have the next one, but I hope you'll be able to check us out very, very, very soon. As soon as my film, Eat, Chips, and Die will be complete, I guarantee, I assure you that we will have more of our programming at a regular time. You'll hear more about it, and I will give you more things about it. And I just want to say, I guess while I'm here, might as well go say, give some happy birthday greetings to Terrence Howard, movie actor, best known for, Hustle and Flow, and also for the show Empire. I also want to give out a shout-out, some birthday wishes to some childhood friends of mine, some school mates of mine, Mr. Anthony Orton, who's going to be turning 49 this year. And also another friend of mine, Cassie, Cassandra Williams-Greer. She's going to be 46 today. Happy birthday to both of you. And, of course, you also know, well, Peyton Manning, his birthday, not today. Actually, I just realized he's a birthday brother. Can you believe that? We share a birthday, born March 24th, 1976. That is amazing. I knew there was something cool about that guy. I knew there was something cool about him. But anyway, there's just a whole lot of things coming up. Just want to let you know that the Cherry Blossom Festival in Macon is going to be starting up on March 17th, 6 days from today. And it's going to be on from March 17th to April the 3rd. And I just want to bring that up. Just want to bring that up for you all who for our Middle Georgia listeners. And not to dismiss other people who passed away, I just want to give at least a quick notification of those who recently passed away. Tony Burton, who was 78 years old, he died last month. He played Apollo Creed's trainer in the Rocky movies. He died of pneumonia. And also Pat Conroy, the author who wrote books, novels like The Prince of Tides and The Great Santini, who were both made into great movies. He recently died this month at the age of 70. So those people will be missed. I mean, they've contributed a lot to American culture, and film, as well as literature as well. And also, rest in peace, Natalie Cole. And also, cannot forget, rest in peace, Sir George Martin. In fact, I'm going to close the show with one of the Beatles songs. It's the anthology version of the song The End, which was originally from their final album, Abbey Road album, before they broke up back in 1970. But one of the last songs. One of the last songs that they recorded. And just want to say congratulations to Peyton Manning. Since I said you're my birthday brother, I just want to say congratulations to you for retiring in the NFL. At least you're going out on top. Now you have two rings just like your brother Eli. Congratulations to you. And I'm just going to end it with that. So until next time, on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of our show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care, everybody. Take care. Thank you. This has been another broadcast of the Marvelous Radio Show. Be sure to check us out whenever you can on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, have a marvelous day.